This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. The relentless heat in Phoenix is about to break a record for major U.S. cities. Tuesday will be the 19th straight day, with temperatures soaring to 110 degrees or more. Tens of millions all across the country are sweating it out. Here's CBS's Astrid Martinez.
Tourists in California's Death Valley snap photos in the desert and next to a thermometer that climbs even higher into the triple digits.
We're getting lots of visitors who want to feel what it feels like to live in such an extreme place.
Millions of Americans are finding out firsthand, with excessive heat blanketing 14 states from the west coast of Florida.
Drones and search dogs are looking for two children still missing in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. They were in a car overcome by floodwaters over the weekend when their mom grabbed them and tried to get out. Here's KYWTV's Marcelo Bayetto.
Rescue teams are continuing their efforts to try to find those two missing siblings. Now, that includes a nine-month-old baby boy and his two-year-old sister. Now, there are five people that have lost their lives because of this intense flooding. This community has just been rallying with this family, really showing an outpouring of support for those involved.
Some new details about the investigation into a suspected serial killer arrested on Long Island. CBS's Elaine Keano.
Police honed in on Huerman in March 2022 after discovering he owned a truck, an eyewitness connected to one of the disappearances. Over time, they found data from seven burner phones used to contact victims, more than 200 internet searches about the Gilgo Beach investigation, and tied DNA found on a discarded pizza crust to hair found on one of the bodies.
The legal team for former President Trump is pushing for an indefinite delay in his classified documents trial. They'll be in a Florida courtroom Tuesday for a hearing with the judge and prosecutors. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum on what will likely be addressed.
What to do about the classified evidence? Who gets to see it? And how will they be permitted to view it? No one will have security clearances. If the contents present a risk to national security, how can the jury hear about what is contained in those documents? Is it enough for the jury to know that the documents are highly sensitive or top secret? Will the Trump defense team be allowed to view the documents?
A mean girl is a mom. Lindsay Lohan and her husband Bader Shamas welcomed their first baby, a little boy named Luai, which is an Arabic name that means shield or protector. The baby was born in Dubai, where the couple now lives. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful.
Wow.
I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg
right now.
I'm choosing
between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Station, The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olsen, senior advisor to the project, Lincoln Project, that is, that this is authoritarianism and the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet of fascism creeping in.
And the next time I see Scott Walker tweeting about Ronald Reagan taught us, there's never been a bigger bunch of balderdash ever perpetrated on people.
The Todd Alba Show.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3
on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
What if I just, instead of giving out the talk of text line, just started giving up Robin Voss's number all the time? Eight 4-4-9-6 party. What is it?
Write it down. 608-237-9163. Call now.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Well, let's start on a heated note on this Monday. We'll see how fired up people get, because people are getting fired up about this. And the amount of attention this gets compared to the instances that it is actually happening seems very, very, very out of whack.
Disproportionate.
But the question to lead off today's show, Monday, July 17th, where does banning trans kids from playing sports fall on your priority list? Like, of all the things that you want politicians to be focused on and fixing, and the policies that affect a lot of people, where does these two new bills that were introduced, reintroduced in the Wisconsin legislature fall for you as far as addressing the real problems of things, our state?
Things that need to get fixed.
844-967-2789. Where does banning, or not even banning, addressing, I guess, because you could fall on either side of this. I'm sure we have, I know we have, lots of listeners who fall on the side that we need to be protecting and being on the offensive as far as protecting LGBTQ kids. So I guess I'll change my words. Where does addressing the trans sports issue, or non-issue, I would argue, fall on your priority list as far as how much of a problem is it that it deserves this much attention? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And this is, I mean, this is kind of old news. It's kind of old news at this point, because this came down last Wednesday, and then we had very full shows and the Rainbow Land and Melissa Temple. That story kind of surpassed talking about this. And I also assumed that this wasn't going away, and so we would have plenty of time to talk about it. But Wisconsin Republicans last week proposed two proposals that would ban transgender girls and women from participating in female sports at every grade level and in college. So the bills are authored by Republican Barbara, is it Dietrich?
Dietrich.
Thanks.
I think she is.
Yeah. From Oconomowoc, Dan Knodel from Germantown. And it would bar male and transgender female students from attending publicly funded K-12 schools, University of Wisconsin system campuses, and state technical colleges from competing in sports designated for females. What it does do is create a third team, basically. It would require schools and campuses to designate athletic teams or sports as falling into one of three categories. based on the sex of the participating pupils, male, female, or co-ed. And I feel like there's probably a separate conversation of the viability of a third co-ed team and how many, like, would there be enough capacity? Like, would there be enough people to play? And how many people would choose to play on a co-ed team if that was actually an option? And I think that's a viable conversation to have of, you know, I had a short-lived time on a co-ed intramural basketball team in college.
Oh, really?
I broke my elbow playing, so it was short-lived because I stupidly tried to take a charge from a guy who was much bigger than me and landed on my elbow. And then I still got the charge, though. I mean, I got the block, and he didn't get the charge, which both my brother, my dad, and my boyfriend at the time were like, what the hell are you doing taking a charge in a co-ed IM league game? I was like, I am competitive. But separately, my question, because in this same report on the bills that were introduced, written by Tyler Katzenberger for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, once again, I've yet to hear of a single case of this in Wisconsin. We talk about Leah Thomas a lot. We talk about, there's obviously right now things going on with bathrooms and younger children. And I'm not saying it doesn't exist, but as far as
numbers,
this feels like making laws for problems that aren't actually there. And even on her own spring survey, so this was a couple weeks ago, Barbara Dittrich on Twitter posted her spring survey of her biennial spring questions of what do you care about? As legislatures, this was the question to her constituents. As legislatures work on the 2023 to 2025 budget, what are the top three priorities that should be in the two-year spending plan? Now, she posted this because she wanted to make a point about cutting taxes. Because number one, at 34%, fixing roads and bridges. Fix the damn roads. Still number one.
Yep.
Number two, cutting taxes at 25%. Investing in K-12 schools, 20%. Economic development, 13%. Invest in higher education, 7%. Expanding welfare, 2%. Nowhere on that list is girls' sports. And yet, this is the bill she's asking for more co-sponsors with. So my question is, not the what should we do? Because I do agree that the public is far from decided on this issue.
Right.
And there is a lot more complexity, because when you're talking about 10-year-olds who haven't hit puberty yet, I was a lot taller than all the boys in my grade. And I think I was actually better at basketball than most of them at 10. By the time I was 17?
Not so much.
Maybe not so much.
Yeah.
But so it's like the level of competition, the age, the puberty, scholarships. Like, there are so many more things than just black and white, you can, you can't. So I'm not asking that. I'm asking as far as like the prioritization people. Like, why is this beyond the obvious of it fires people up? 844-967-2789.
Tom from L.A. is joining us. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. First off, we, the people, that means all of us, ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, Wisconsin is made up of all small towns. I grew up in a town of 2,000 people. My dad was a head football coach. I played all sports. Went on to college to play sports.
Oh, wow.
The whole thing. And you know what? First off, I was scared to death to even come out of the closet. So that's number one. And number two, when you have these small towns that are 10 and 20,000 and 40,000, I think Eau Claire might be 40,000 and Green Bay is 97,000. Don't worry, people. There aren't that many transgender people in your community.
Mm-hmm.
There aren't that many gay people, truthfully, in your community, except for the fact that now they feel that they actually have a safe place to come out. Whereas, you know, when you're growing up in those small towns, you are more afraid of you straight people finding out this one piece of information about you that may that might make someone quote unquote hate you than you are about coming out of the closet.
Yep.
Now, if you want to have a problem with transgender and all of this stuff, then you better get on the Discovery Channel, which is a private corporation, by the way, and tell them to quit doing shows with transgender people on them, or young kids with transgender people on them. Or you better start going in and go to Florida and tell people like DeSantis, you know, things like don't say gay bills. Well, when you say don't say gay bills, the kids are going to ask, what is gay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why can't we just say love everyone? Why can't we just do what was the Judeo-Christian, the figure Jesus Christ, whatever you want to say, that was love all the children, love all the people. Doesn't matter, black, white, we don't judge. He even said about Mary Magdalene, don't throw first those that have cast the first stone. You know, that whole saying.
Tom, but that, so that's so... Tom, that's...
People. They don't care.
That's so New Testament of you, though, Tom. It's just very New Testament of you.
They're not into the Christian Bible. They kinda, they're more into that Old Testament.
They kind of like the old stuff, you know, the smiting.
They
and,
really do.
You know, there's more of an embrace, I think, for the old
yes,
version.
Exactly. And I would recommend everyone to watch a movie on Netflix. It's called El Dorado. It's really kind of history repeating itself again in terms of what minority groups they went after first, and then little by little went after more minority groups, and before you know it was underwater and there was nobody to protect anybody. But it's called El Dorado.
Is it a documentary or a narrative?
Yeah, it's like a documentary. It's about 4 and 30 minutes, and it's why the Nazis hate this group of people. So it's
all
pretty
right.
Interesting.
Good to know. Thanks,
right.
For,
hey, thank
thanks for the call,
so
as always,
but,
Tom. We are discussing not so much your opinion on whether or not, because that keeps being the topic of whether you think trans kids should play sports with which team or not. But where is this on the priority list?
Right.
As far as things that actually should be addressed? Because officials from high school and college sports said that this bill, these two different bills that were introduced last week in Wisconsin, would directly affect very few, if any, athletes. So I'm just complaining that we continue to make and introduce bills and try to pass into law things that affect very few people. And this is on the heels of this other headline, Wisconsin Republicans ban race-based hiring in local government. It's already been illegal for 50 years. It affects
nothing.
And so I'm asking you, not should we or shouldn't we, but where does this fall on your priority list? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show.
That's been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee. I know what you're going to give bipartisan praise that you're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Boss, so I called Robin Boss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to The Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the short term, we're staying dry. Mostly clear, 54 degrees in the overnight. On Tuesday, 82, a mostly sunny sky. A few clouds around Tuesday night. By Wednesday, here comes a chance of showers and storms in the afternoon. We'll top it out near 86. It's 57 at our studios.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
You take it or you leave it. Think of it there. Heart of right. If I promise you the moon and the stars, would you believe it? Get people playing in the middle of the night.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And we're discussing the reintroduction of two bills that were introduced in the Wisconsin legislature last week, once again addressing transgender women and girls and banning them from competing in female sports. And I'm less interested in discussing why this is a good thing or a bad thing and you know, the nuances between children and high school and college and, you know, the rules that should surround this. And I'm not saying that there should just be no rules, because what I'm really arguing is these shouldn't be laws. This should not be where our politicians are spending their time, because the cases are so infrequent. This is creating laws for problems that don't actually exist. The NC2A and the WIAA already have rules on the books as far as how they choose to address it when it does happen. And even on Barbara Dittrich's own
survey. Yeah.
So this Representative Barbara Dittrich is one of the authors of this bill. And not a week prior to introducing it, she tweeted out her own spring survey of what her constituents want them to be focused on. And it's fixing roads, cutting taxes, investing in schools, economic development, invest in higher education, and expanding welfare.
So there's something not on that list.
And yet, it takes up so much of the conversation. So I'm asking you, where does addressing trans kids and sports fall on your priority list? 844-967-2789.
Jack from Merrimack. Good morning, Jack. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. I'm just looking at a couple of articles here online. According to an article in Newsweek, there are fewer than 100. Now, this is they can't do this because of privacy concerns for younger people. But there are perhaps a maximum of 100 transgender college athletes. And according to the New York Times article, that's out of 200,000 women in college sports at any given time, somewhere around 50 to 100 may be transgender. I mean, this is as close to a non-issue as anything that I have ever seen our legislators do. And that's really saying something, because they address a whole bunch of non-issues in our legislature. But this whole thing, what this whole thing is about is distract. We're holding back $2.4 billion that we really want to give to the very richest of our Wisconsinites in forms of tax welfare. But we're going to try to do anything we can to distract you from those facts. So we're going to do whatever we can to stir people up and get them angry, get them fearful, get them to the polls so they'll vote for anybody with an R after their name. Now, that's my opinion for what this is all about. And again, it's more this, how can we use social issues that have nothing whatsoever to do with what people really want? How can we use these to stir people up and get them blindly voting for anybody that we say that's going to be in dealing with these so-called issues?
I totally agree, Jack.
Yep.
Thanks for the call.
Yep. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. We have Price from Texas is joining us. Good morning, Price.
Good morning. Completely agree with the last guy. It's an issue that people use to get people riled up. As you know, here in Texas, it's really big, and they really hammered it home. And honestly, you have Dan on tomorrow, and he's probably going to talk about the whole 794 thing in Milwaukee to help increase housing. Housing is a huge issue in Wisconsin. The vacancy rates in Wisconsin are super low. That should be something people should be concerned about. And especially the, like you said, fix the roads, infrastructure, right? It is a distraction. And I'm going to go real quick, but I just want to bring up one thing. Have you noticed that the people who give the most of a crap about this issue, as in, oh, we got to do this, we got to protect girls' sports, are the same ones on Twitter who crap on the WNBA, who crap on any kind of women's sports in the first place, and now all of a sudden they're interested in protecting them? Come on.
Yep. Now they're the big champions.
Have a great day.
Thanks, Price. I love that Price already knows that. He already knows that Dan's going to be on tomorrow and that we're probably going to talk about 794. Thanks for that, Price. But you do bring up a good point, because the point I want to make, and we're going to dive deeper into it when we come back, because we talked about this on National Women and Girls in Sports Day earlier this year. But you know what? We probably have some new listeners since the last time we covered this topic. Because to me, if you're so worried about defending women in sports and keeping biological males from taking opportunities from women in sports, why aren't you talking about the universities that are across the U.S. who are collectively conjuring the illusion of thousands of more female athletes and athletic opportunities by abusing federal reporting rules? We talked about this earlier this year, but by packing, this is University of Wisconsin, this is University of Michigan, this is literally our top colleges across the country are packing their women's teams with extra players who never compete, or double or triple counting women while undercounting men, and even classifying male practice players as women so that they can rig the numbers to basically fulfill Title IX, but still keep more slots open for men. Where is the outrage about those opportunities if you are so worried about men really sabotaging women's sports? So we're going to talk about more about that when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Would you believe it? Can people play in the middle of the night?
For local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Record-setting heat continues with no cool-off in sight. In Phoenix, it's now going on the 19th straight day of 110-degree temps. Justice Center helps the homeless. Director Dean Scheinert.
In addition, we provide a safe day room for our members, our clients, our members, where they can get a shower, two or three meals a day, nurse services, a computer room, and this is a safe destination for them.
Russia suspending the Black Sea Grain Initiative, which could raise food prices everywhere. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
The White House warns that Russia's suspension of this grain deal will worsen food insecurity and harm millions of people around the world. In fact, the White House says they're already seeing a spike in global wheat prices.
You didn't win the Powerball Monday night. No one did, which means the jackpot has grown to $1 billion. The next drawing is Wednesday night. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
When you take the iconic Wienermobile and you call it the Frankmobile, come on, that is terrible.
The Kraft Heinz Company announced the name change to celebrate the brand's 100% beef franks as the company debuts a new recipe. Well, no more lips and other things, I guess.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Yeah, thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature. DiscoverTheForest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And we were talking about the insanity of the fact that we're still putting such a disproportionate amount of attention and prioritization on trans kids and sports than it requires, or that it necessitates, because of the very small amount of numbers that this what should we do arises, right? Yep. And I'm not to say that when it happens, that there isn't a how do we handle this, and that it should just be a blanket, let them play, let them not play. Like, I understand that the Leah Thomas thing is complicated, but I also feel like the NC2A and the schools are closer to those decisions than lawmakers.
Yes.
And the same thing at the WIAA for Wisconsin are, like, they have rules on this. Like, you have to have already committed to hormones and transitioning in order to be eligible to play. And that is, That is a commitment. This is not just like, well, I didn't make the boys' team.
So I'm going to do this.
Somebody calls for the girls' team. Right. Like, it's not so flippant as that.
Right.
And trans athletes have been playing for decades. And this is just, they've dealt with it as it popped up. But if this was always like, if this was always such a concern, like, why haven't men been doing this for a while? Like, if there's such a desire to play women's sports just to be dominant, why is it just popping up now that they're, you know, the
this big concern?
Oh, why did I ever think of this before?
Right, right. I missed my chance. I could have been a contender.
So I just am so, and it's the same thing with the bathroom bills and the issue in McGuanago right now, that a judge did side with the 11-year-old who had been, you know, the one 11-year-old, the one kid in her school that had been using the bathroom, the girls' bathroom, since first grade, and then third grade when she switched into that school district. And then all of a sudden this year it became an issue because parents complained. A judge did side with her as far as being able to continue to use the bathroom that she has been using. But it's like these one-off cases that we're making laws about. And the same thing happened in Utah, where the Republican governor, I think this was in 2021, vetoed the trans bill there, the anti-trans sports bill there, because he's like, as far as I can tell, this affects one person in Utah. I'm not going to sign a bill that affects one single case in Utah, and then the legislature there overrode his veto.
Oh, there's a surprise. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. John in the Falls. Good morning. The older I get, the better I am at understanding what's really going on in politics. The only thing Republican politicians care about is taking as much money away from the working poor and middle class as they can to keep for themselves. This is just another sleight of hand to distract people from the fact they're unwilling to give the money in the Wisconsin State Surplus Fund back to the people who truly need it to survive. This is the same tactic they use with every other issue in this country: gay rights, trans rights, culture wars, gun control, abortion rights, wokeism. GOP politicians don't truly care about any of these things. They're just a smokescreen to keep people distracted from the fact they're trying to take money out of your wallet for themselves, and they're willing to weaponize people's insecurities to keep themselves in power so they can get a little bit richer every single day.
Go ahead and preach, John.
I like it, John. You tell us.
That was good.
Yep.
Well, and that is, we are trailer, good preview for what we're going to talk about at the top of the next hour, because it is seeming like this is the summer of strikes. And so there are some people who are very focused on the class disparities, very focused on the fact that the rich keep getting richer, and the CEOs and the boards and the, you know, people who are maximizing profits and who keep making more and more money at the expense of labor. Some labor industries are not having it.
Nope.
And so we are going to talk at the 11 o'clock hour. Are you on the side of unions? Can I have a conversation about the strikes that are happening across, you know, obviously media with WGA and SAG, but also UPS is...
That's coming.
2 weeks, 31st, I think.
It's July 31st.
But even up in locally, up in Chippewa Falls, Leinenkugel's workers are striking. And so having a conversation about that, because I totally agree with John as far as, like, these all become distractions from...
the real goal.
From class warfare. Basically, there's a great TikTok I saw as far as the richest among us are obsessed with space because their teens don't work when there's no gravity. Because the people who actually understand that at the core of all of this is, whether we're talking about labor, whether we're talking about affordable housing, whether we're talking about so much of the plight of most people that don't have an emergency fund of $500,
right?
Who
it's shocking.
Who are in oodles amount of debt, whether it's from trying to keep up and having credit card debt or student loans or what, just the expense of everything, that like it can all be traced back to like BlackRock and private equity, right? And maximizing profits. Yes. And like the reason these CEOs make so much money is because they are beholden to their stocks, the shareholders, who all they care about is profit.
And they also seat each other on each other's boards.
Yep.
It's a great gig, man. It's a great gig if you can get one of those.
But anyways, so to finish up this conversation as a reminder, and I feel like I'm going to keep bringing this up every time the trans sports issue comes up. As a reminder, this was a huge, I thought this was an unbelievably well-researched investigation from USA Today that came out May of 2022. To basically little fanfare of the fact that colleges and universities across the country pad their numbers to basically fulfill the requirements for Title IX and avoid actually giving similar opportunities to the men's teams and the women's teams. And the numbers that they throw out. So what did Jack from Merrimack say? It was about 100 athletes.
About 100 out of 200,000.
So at the University of Wisconsin alone, they claim to have 165 athletes on its women's rowing roster, even though more than a third of them never raced for the school. Some of the women quit before the regular season even started. So on one team at one school alone, that's more people than in the entirety of the NCAA. And yet, that is the protect women's sports from those 100 people.
Right.
Not from the administrations that are trying to siphon more money off to the men's teams still to this day.
It's about the girls.
To protect the girls.
It's about the girls, Kristen.
I am very excited this week. The Women's World Cup starts.
Yes.
So cool. talking about women's sports, talking about... and actually, it is. I think there is more and more money, like professional. I think investors are seeing that there is money to be made with women's sports. And especially when you look at like the brand deals that some of these athletes make, like clearly it's just bad business that people have not recognized. Like, oh, if Megan Rapinoe can make this much off of a brand deal, this sports team where Megan Rapinoe plays on could probably be making more money.
Huh.
And so I digress. Let's move on. The good, the bad, and the quiet part out loud. So I think this is a good thing for the good headline for today, because it feels like it means that people are taking advantage of it, that hopefully people are getting help. But 1 year after launch, the 988 crisis line has handled more than 91,000 calls in Wisconsin alone.
Wow.
So yeah, so it's exceeded predictions for its first year, and it began a year ago Saturday as a part of a nationwide launch in July of 2022.
That was kind of spearheaded by Senator Baldwin, wasn't it?
Yes. I don't know.
I'll double check, but I'm pretty sure.
But in Wisconsin, according to the State Department of Health Services, people have reached out for help through the service about 91,000 times between its launch last year through July of this year. And that's up between 35,000 and 40,000 calls to the state crisis line during the same period.
Wow.
Last year. Nationwide, about 5 million people have contacted 988 over the last 12 months. So I think that's a good thing.
It is a good thing.
That it's being used. And
people are reaching out.
People know, more and more people know that it's there.
Absolutely.
So yeah, so that's my good. The bad. Well, extreme weather stalked the globe this last year. I mean, this last week, at least 5 people died on Sunday morning in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, after an estimated 6 to 7 inches of rain fell in less than 45 minutes. As downpours drenched the Northeast and canceled flights, more record-breaking heat happened in the South and the West. And it's still going to be high this week. In southern Europe, there was a dangerous heat storm that forced the Acropolis in Athens to close for a second day in a row. And over a dozen Italian cities issued heat advisories. I know I saw another thing this week that, like, in most states, there's no protection for people who work outside to not have to work outside because of heat. I think we saw, like, the 7 hottest days on record, like, basically happened in the last 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
So, on record, I think in Death Valley, it got to 128 degrees.
Almost 130. Almost 130. This isn't normal, people.
It's not good.
It's not normal.
It's not good. As beautiful as it was in Milwaukee this weekend, and felt like we didn't, I mean, we did have air quality stuff again, but overall, the weather was really lovely.
But we need rain.
We need rain.
And we don't need Vermont rain.
Yeah.
6 to 7 inches in 45. Think of, just try and wrap your head around that. And there are 2 little kids who are missing, who were swept away, that they still can't find.
I know.
It's just, it's horrible.
And then finally, the quiet part out loud. So the Senate committee is considering bill. This is in Wisconsin, is considering bills to expand access to birth control and breast cancer screenings. The access to birth control has actually already been passed in the Assembly, and so it's in the Senate now. And unlike the O-pill that got approved by the FDA last week, which was over-the-counter birth control, there's a bill in Wisconsin passed by the Assembly that would let pharmacists write you a prescription for more traditional birth control instead of having to see your doctor. And it's actually being co-authored by a Republican, Mary Filikowski. Thank you. And she, you know, and she very pragmatic when you actually read about what she had to say, because she's like, listen, I live in a very rural area. And for some people, it takes 2.5 hours to go see an OBGYN, or, you know, there, we have a doctor shortage versus, like, within 5 miles, usually there's a pharmacist. But the quiet part out loud came from Matt Sandy of Pro Life Wisconsin, who was arguing with her about the bill to allow pharmacists to dispense birth control prescriptions. And his quote is this: my question is, at a time when state government should be developing and promoting policies that incentivize natural population growth, why would the bill authors attempt to do the opposite by pushing wide and easy access to contraceptives?
Their goal is to take it away. That is the goal.
And this is the same group that promised, once abortion was illegal,
oh, right,
they were going to do so much to help women.
Oh, right.
They were going to do so much to help women who had unplanned pregnancies and the problems that they were going to face and the financial obstacles that they had.
Healthcare.
Childcare. All of that to make, you know, the hardship of raising a child in this day and age easier. But that's the thing. It was never about less abortions.
No.
It's always been about more babies.
And yes, it has always been about forced birth.
Yeah.
And consequences for sex.
Because you're a bad person if you have.
It's not supposed to be fun, Kristen. It's for procreation.
But so if you don't give sex to your husband, you're a bad wife.
Well, exactly.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM radio for every vehicle act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the short term, we're staying dry, mostly clear, 54 degrees in the overnight. On Tuesday, 82, a mostly sunny sky, a few clouds around Tuesday night. By Wednesday, here comes a chance of showers and storms in the afternoon. We'll top it out near 86. It's 57 at our studios.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
The world she left behind not so long ago. She's voting around 5 p.m. in Hamden.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And there's an election tomorrow. Surprise.
Yeah.
Not for all of us. In fact, not for most of us. No. But if you live in the north suburbs of Milwaukee, including Germantown, Grafton, Menominee Falls, and Mequon, you may have a special election tomorrow.
You're going to want to check on this.
Please check on this. We have not given this a lot of attention. And a lot of people have not given this a lot of attention. I think it's kind of gone under the radar. But if you remember, there was a special election for state Senate back in April that kind of wasn't really, I mean, there was a lot of attention to it. Obviously not as much attention as the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. But Dan Knodel, who was a representative, won that and is now a state senator. But this has now been the special election to replace his seat in the assembly. And so voters in parts of Ozaukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties will head to the polls tomorrow. And it is between Republican Paul Melotic or Democrat Bob Tatterson for the state assembly. Now, I think you should be able to go to myvote.wi.gov
yeah.
and see if you are in these districts.
Yep.
And, but all rules apply. The polls will be open. You can find everything you need to do there as far as where to vote, more information on the candidates. I can't imagine for us, I feel like I've heard very little about this race.
There just hasn't been much discussion. And I highly recommend that you go to myvote.wi.gov just to make sure that you're registered, that you didn't get tossed somehow.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt to double check. And two, with the way the lines are drawn now, it might just come down to what street you're on in some neighborhoods. So I would check on whether or not you're supposed to vote in tomorrow's election.
Yes, absolutely. But it's also interesting, I was listening to Wisp Politics Rewind weekly show on their Friday show, kind of talking about all the stuff that happened for the week with J.R. Ross. And why am I blanking on her name? Emily Fannin. And they were talking about what could be interesting with this, even though it is a heavily Republican district, that I think that they said that Tatterson actually has outraised Melotic.
Really?
And has campaigned pretty aggressively. And so depending on what the point differential is, as this being a district that, if we were to get new maps by 2024, next fall, an interesting precursor to what the district could look like and how competitive it could be if the lines were a little different. Because it was a district that became more Republican with last decade's maps current versus the new maps that we have now. So potentially some insight to take away
by
Wednesday, depending on what happens in that race. But also a reminder, so we are still doing our blood donation challenge, Civic Pints, unless you're Greg Bach, who's calling it Civic Bleedia.
I think that's so funny.
That's why we keep mentioning it. I don't know. It's, you know, Oplander is starting to catch on a little bit, but
is it?
I don't know if we have the same runway to have Civic Bleedia. We only have like 2 weeks for this thing to catch on versus the long game we've been able to play with Oplander. Hashtag Civic Pints Blood Donation Challenge. If you donate blood anywhere in Wisconsin between now and July 31st, you can enter to win many of the different prizes that we are giving away, including Brewers tickets, Wisconsin State Fair tickets, swag packs. And all you have to do is sign up, go donate blood, take a picture, take a selfie, hashtag Civic Pints, and then you're entered to win. So basically,
easy peasy.
And I made the mistake. So on Friday, I had scheduled to go donate blood. I was like, I can't win these prizes, but as far as like my opportunity to go show myself and supporting the cause and also doing a good thing by donating blood. And can't donate blood when you're pregnant, apparently. And so I did not know that, but I do now. I can't donate blood until at least six weeks after she's here. And so I had to put my name on the list of like, give me a call in December. I'll come back. But I was trying to help. But yeah, apparently.
Your intentions were good.
Intentions were there. Intentions were there to donate blood. But unfortunately, another thing you cannot do when you're pregnant.
It's good to know that.
Good to know. If you were pregnant, you're off the hook from joining our blood donation challenge. But everyone else, go donate.
And it's a really, honest to God, it is an easy thing to do. And I know people are afraid of needles, but these people are such pros, you're not going to feel it. You barely feel a thing. You can race your neighbor like Kristen did the last time she gave blood. And walk away the fastest bleed.
The victor.
Yes.
But yeah, it is. And then you get some free treats.
Exactly.
You get some free
snacks.
All right. Finally, during the break, I was just flipping through my phone because I know we discussed a while ago when they first announced that, the Golden Bachelor was coming.
Right.
And you were very skeptical.
I think it's going to be horrible.
But do you think the normal Bachelor is horrible? Which I don't watch The Bachelor, so I'm not defending it. But I'm saying you were all cynicism.
Yes.
I'm flipping through Instagram at the break, and meet the first Golden Bachelor. Golden Bachelor Jerry Turner says it's never too late to find love again, and they have a picture of this guy, and he's a stud.
Shocking.
But I wish I could show you this. I wish we were not in an audio format right now so I could show you a picture of this guy, because he looks like he's in a suit. He looks like if I saw him on the street, I would say 60.
Right.
But like in shape, good looking 60. He's 71. And he is a babe. And it's funny because TikTok right now, like the new like filter on TikTok is this like eight, like what you're going to look like when you age.
Oh, Lord.
And there's a bunch of like dermatologists on there saying how accurate it actually is. I look like a spitting image of my grandmother. And this guy looks better than almost everyone I've seen using that aged app.
Wow.
And so now I can only imagine what the women are going to look like. Like they're all going to be Jane Fondas.
Of course. With lots of plastic surgery.
So if you were looking forward to the Golden Bachelor, he's been chosen. So you can go check out what Jerry Turner looks like and tell me if you think he is a babe, because I'm not going to watch probably still, but he's pretty good looking. All right. When we come back, do you support unions? Are you in favor of all the strikes that are happening this summer of strikes? Do you have thoughts on the SAG WGA strike? We're going to talk about it when we come back after the top of the hour news. This is As Goes Wisconsin. She's voting
around.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.